Taylor watch.
I almost said, sorry.
I like questioned myself when I went side.
I almost said Merry Christmas.
Let's start again and let's do Merry Christmas. All right, ready?
Yep. Merry Christmas
from Taylor Watch.
My brain literally just farted so bad. Wow, I'm sorry. Yeah, Taylor Watch.
That's okay, hilarious. Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. I love that. Yay.
Obviously
happy,
a little distracted.
Happy holiday season. Yay. Merry Christmas. We're dressed up as Christmas, but also happy Hanukkah. Fall
yes,
at the same
happy
time.
Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy all
happy
the
holidays
above.
To anybody.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
First things first, Gia, congratulations to those who attended the Hogwarts Eras Tour. Reputation TV was announced,
woo!
Of course, for the Slytherins in attendance. Draco Malfoy got the 22 hat.
Yep.
All these things are happening in the fake concert at Hogwarts, which we've been obviously keeping our tabs on. I personally have been. I've been favoriting every single tweet I see about it. But it's just something that we're doing. People are coping when it comes to the end of the Eras Tour. We're making up fake, silly Eras Tour moments. But we have to remember that there are very real concerts going on right now.
Very real
things to look forward to. And as they have had our back all year, they brought us to the Eras Tour in Miami. Game Time has got us covered.
Yep, you guys know how much we love Game Time. And Game Time is perfect when it comes to the holiday season because giving the gift of an event is something that is timeless. It's priceless.
It's a perfect
gift. The memories that you make at a concert.
I meant to tell you yesterday. So I was on, I filled in for Rhea on Chicks in the Office, and they also had Game Time as one of their besties as well. And Fran said, me and Gia have been looking at Gracie Abrams tickets. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, Gia was already talking about getting those tickets.
That's funny.
So I was like, really? Cool. Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't get them before I do.
No. I don't think she will. I just got to say, though, you got to coordinate that.
Yeah, totally.
So she doesn't.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So just like Kelly said, I was looking at tickets for Gracie Abrams, looking at amazing Game Time picks deals for them only at Game Time. And Game Time now has a new feature, Game Time Picks, which makes it even easier to get to a game, filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats. So what are you waiting for? I'm definitely going to buy those Gracie Abrams tickets before Francesca does. Now with Game Time Picks, take out the guesswork of buying tickets with Game Time, download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. Very excited about the holidays. I'm personally not. I don't know why I just lied there. I'm dreading the holidays.
So excited. Actually, no,
so
I want to kill
excited.
Myself.
Yeah, I say no. I'm actually, this is the worst holidays ever.
I'm like half and half. Yeah. I'm like excited. I think I'm excited for Christmas more than last year.
Yeah.
I think I was a little, you know, had to stick up my butt because I was like, you know, I don't have like a home to go to. Like I'm staying in New York. Like my parents come to New York. But it was so fun that like I'm almost looking forward to it more this Christmas.
Totally.
And yeah, I don't know. I do like the holiday season because I do like to see my family. It gets fucking hectic.
Season.
Hectic
it's
as hell.
Very hectic. Yeah. No matter how you slice it, whether you have a big family or a small family or whatever, I feel like the holidays are always hectic in one way or another.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it. But you know, we prevail.
Mm.
We carry on. We
yes.
do it. We enjoy ourselves and we have fun. I think that this year, personally for my family, will definitely be a difficult holiday and probably the start of like a new age of holiday, like what we're going to do for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, as much as I'm not looking forward to all the tears that are coming, I am excited to switch things up, generally speaking, moving forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think you got to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like we've been doing the same Christmas for 35 years for me, and it's like, you know, let's get out of our comfort zones a little.
I'm going to my cousins in Darien.
Oh.
And Darien, I'm like,
Darien, la, la, la,
I don't want to go to Connecticut for Christmas. Like,
yeah, Connecticut's tough. We love it. We love our Connecticut Swifties.
Sorry, Connecticut people, but like,
it's only 95.
Getting on the fucking train to fucking
train.
Connecticut, and it's just like Darien. We usually just go to New Jersey. I'm like, New Jersey's where it's at.
New Jersey's always where it's
so
at.
So, are you gonna go to your grandpa's?
So we'll be going, I believe, to my other cousin's house for Christmas Eve, which is usually where we have Christmas Eve at my Nana's house. Which we're not going to that house. We're going to a different house. But then Christmas Day we're doing nothing, which is usually what we do, which I do love that. I love doing nothing and not having to change out of PJs and just like drinking champagne all day. Yeah. Like that's usually how Christmas goes. And hopefully we'll have a little bit of that in the air.
Yeah. It's be nice. It's gonna be just me and my brother and my parents. Francesca will be with, and that's what's annoying too.
Oh.
As I get older, Christmas becomes less fun and more just losing all your money and losing your family.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Figuratively and literally.
Exactly. Literally and figuratively. Yes, it does. That's exactly what happens.
This is the second year in the row that Francesca is going to Joe's family for Christmas.
It sounds like Joe's family wins Christmas.
And I'm like, screw you guys. That's my sister, not yours.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
No, literally.
That's true, though. The holidays evolve as you get older. And especially if you are someone who gets married and has kids, you then try to decide, whose house are we going to go to? Where are we going to bring the kids? A lot of people, Gia, a lot of people shuffle between families. And I didn't realize how many people still do that. Yeah. I thought, we're all over
it. We've always done, on off. My mom's side 1 year, then the next year is my dad's side.
Well, not even year. I'm talking about day. People do the
that's
trek.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy.
Unless you have family that's, 30 minutes away from each other.
Right.
I guess that's fine. That's a lot of
15.
That's a lot of chatter.
It's a lot of chatter. It's a lot of gas. Gas is expensive these days. I don't know if you saw. I was driving down the highway in New Jersey. I wasn't driving. My brother was.
I haven't.
And
actually, that's not true. No, I filled up my tank in Martha's Vineyard, and woof, my God. Full tank was $70.
Yeah, that sucks.
My grandma was like, oh, was it TJ's idea to fill the tank? And I was like, no, it was freaking mine.
What the fun?
Yeah. I've also been seeing my family so much.
Right, true.
That I'm like, what? I don't even really have a lot to say anymore. There's only so much small talk you can have.
Of course. And you only have so many updates. I feel like that's
exactly.
Anytime I see my whole family, they ask me for an update on my whole life. But then once I'm all updated, I don't have nothing going on.
I got nothing.
I auto default to Taylor Swift facts, because I'm I don't know. This is sit in the back of my brain, so I might as well expel them.
Are you still at the kids' table for holidays?
I'm not.
Because you're the older.
I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest grandchild on one side.
Well, there you go.
I'm the third oldest on the other. And but the one side of the family, we never do we don't really do holidays together anymore. But then I'm so much older than the other kids, so now it'd be weird. If I was at the kids' table, the kids would be get this adult out of here. We want to talk about kids stuff.
I'm in the purgatory.
Yeah, you definitely are right now.
I'm not old enough for the adult table. So me and my cousins who are around my age and TJ, we were at the side table that wasn't the kids' table, but it wasn't the adult.
They put attached to the big table.
Literally,
and everyone
was just you guys good back there? I might as well just stick me at the kids' table at this point.
Right.
I'd much rather talk about Skibbity Toilet and Riz than make cocker conversation.
Yeah, I speak TikTok.
I understand the youths.
What is it?
Gen Alpha.
Z-A?
No, I'm Gen Z.
You're Gen Z,
the one below
Gen
me.
Alpha.
Gen
oh,
Alpha.
Boy.
Yeah.
That was, we were talking about it later. Oh, coming up on the episode later on, speaking of family and kids and Christmas, a very good friend of mine, Jack, wrote a book about a pup who waltzed into their house one night and just became their puppy. And it's called A Stray Dog for Christmas. It's really exciting. So we have a whole thing. He comes on. He brought Susie.
Super cute story.
Precious angel dog.
He has two daughters that are huge Swifties.
Yes, two daughters are big Swifties. His wife is a Swiftie, also in the Bay Hive. So
yes.
Good people. Good people.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that at the end of the episode. We get in depth about all that. But I forget why I even... Oh,
just
oh,
family,
Skibbity
I think.
Toilet. Oh, I brought up... right. Skibbity Toilet. Okay. Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Right. That
Let's
is where
back.
I left off.
Circle
we'll
back on to Skibbity Toilet.
Circle back to Skibbity Toilet. But so I said during that interview, I had seen a tweet and I sometimes I forget when we're having a serious convo about the book, and I'm like, yeah, I saw this tweet that was kids under 20 are illiterate. And it was why did I say that? It's just one
he's
of those
moments, my children are,
yeah, he's
are
like,
very
my,
well read.
My kids are good. But,
well, I mean.
But I saw it and it sparked my interest because I was yeah, I guess so. Because the kids who are 20, 19, 18, 19, 20, they're form a lot of formative shit happens between 13 and 16 totally, and 17.
Totally.
And you can read by then, but it's also like, think about the younger kids who are like 5, 6, 7, who yeah. during COVID, like that was the time you're supposed to learn how to read, write, yeah. and do all this shit. And that people are, the tweet was funny. It was like, talk to anybody under 20 years old and they're all like half illiterate. Like they have no idea. You have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, they just have a totally different language.
Joe's, Francesca's husband's nieces and nephews, they did such a good job of like raising their kids because like they like don't do mm-hmm. screens like at all.
Smart.
So yeah. and they all, so they've all already read Harry Potter. Like
obsessed.
They're like, oh. yes. And it's just stuff like that that gives me hope for humanity.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I do feel like there is just like a lack of open the schools, we always say.
Open the, yeah, for real, open the schools. Yeah. It's important. But
the children love the books.
Yes. Yeah. The children love the books.
But the children love the books.
And it's true. And I know we're book girls.
Yeah.
And we're book kids and we're book girls. And I think that
it's like a thing that's kind of almost passed down. Like,
yes.
Francesca is such a book person that like mm-hmm. she passed it down to me. And I feel like I'm going to pass it down. So like if I have kids, like,
absolutely.
It's a, even just reading like the stupid books that we read, like the, mm-hmm. the fantasy,
the
sex
fantasy
dragons,
novels.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You're still, it's still such good, like, energy for your brain. Such good.
Absolutely.
Just keeps your brain like functioning and focused. I feel like mm-hmm. when I'm reading a book is when like my brain is the most focused. So it's nice. Whereas
for sure.
when I'm scrolling my phone, like I can't look at one thing for more than 5 seconds.
It's such a better alternative. And honestly, it will like calm you down. And I always say that about audiobooks as well, just because you can like get shit done when they're
yeah,
playing.
Yeah.
But I find that like, obviously reading a physical book is the best, but if you don't have time to sit down for 6 hours and read a book, it's great to have the audiobook because you can be like doing errands and whatever. But you surprise yourself how like you can allow your imagination to like get into a story mm-hmm. even when you're just like listening. Like the same as a podcast or same as, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I feel like people don't try it enough, but it's the original form of escapism. Mm. And I just feel like people need to remember that. You don't need to be on TikTok all the time.
That's
although,
so true.
You know, it is very addictive.
Yeah. Well, it's we won't so have addictive. TikTok in a couple weeks.
Yeah, what
so.
Do we think about that? We think that's gonna happen?
Everything I've seen is like, yeah, it's happening.
Damn.
My mom sent me a TikTok.
I like, don't want it to. TikTok is like a totally separate world for me. That I and then the people there like think of me differently, and I like it.
No,
like,
I know. Just, no, TikTok is
like, a different
is
person
my
over
safe
there.
Space. Almost
yes.
like I feel like most of my comments, most of the people that like interact with my stuff are mm-hmm. so nice
mm-hmm.
that like I will miss it. Like yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
My mom sent me this TikTok, and I'll try to regurgitate, but it's a bunch of legal jargon, so it was hard. But basically, like this case is like. Would have to go to the Supreme Court.
Right.
And the Supreme Court doesn't have to hear like every case. Mm-hmm. So since that this is like more of like a right leaning issue or uh-huh. like this like more right leaning people like want TikTok to be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
The Supreme Court is more right leaning, so they don't have to like they don't have to agree to hear if they want to appeal
so they can just
the case.
Do it. Yeah, yeah.
So they can just
damn.
If this goes through and then they want to appeal it, the Supreme Court can be like, nah, we don't want to hear about it.
Damn.
And what was the other thing? Oh, so and basically they have to if the Supreme Court says okay, we'll hear it. They basically have to prove that getting rid of TikTok is more detrimental to like. The general public than they realize it is.
I see.
Which
it's a hard argument.
It's a hard argument.
Yeah, it's a hard argument because there's a lot of negatives.
Be like, yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's
like,
a lot of
like well, it's an app. You know,
right? It's an app.
But
it's
so
this,
many
it's
people
that.
Make their livelihood off.
I
of
know,
this.
And that's the problem. I think it's. I mean, it's obviously the problem. Everybody, so many people make money off of it. Also, too, it's just. It's a very at least my TikTok. My For You, whatever. Mm. It's a very creative place.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that should be encouraged.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's so much of that. I mean, obviously there's so much shit on there mm. and fucking garbage as well. I wish there was a way to like figure that out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what maybe would be good? Like community notes on TikTok. Like, maybe that could be the
yeah,
could
honestly.
Solve everything. Because I do think that people worry about TikTok riling
a
people
lot of
up
fake
and misinformation.
News gets, yeah,
and
misinformation
totally,
gets spread very easily.
Exactly. Which I get. Like I and that's true. Like people could just if you speak to your camera with conviction and
oh, yeah.
tell some kind of story.
Yeah.
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, no,
literally. You're an expert, clearly.
Literally.
Like you know what you're talking about. But I think, yeah, community notes, something like I don't know, maybe could help, but yeah, it would be a shame. It'd be a shame. I mean, I know that our Taylor Watch besties love our TikTok.
I know.
So
it would be and it's like, yeah, like a year of hard work for us like
yeah.
down the drain, which like kind of sucks. Like
I know.
And yeah, I mean, it will be interesting to see how like Barstool adapts to
totally because it's
that.
Become such a huge. What about yeah. Jack Mack?
I know.
What I mean? Like, what's he gonna do?
I mean, I feel like
move to Instagram. Like, I guess.
Yeah.
But on Instagram, I don't want to like you know I don't want to act the way
Instagram,
I act on TikTok on
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, we were saying this last night on Fishbowl. Like, I have like different personalities
yes.
for my different platforms.
Yes.
Like my Instagram is way different, and sometimes you know you can get a little silly on Instagram, but
sure.
like.
But
I don't
sometimes
know.
People don't
my
get it.
My
like,
family follows me there,
exactly.
you know, like, and you can see like who likes your stuff. Like with TikTok, everything's kind of just like I'm aloof to like who's
exactly.
liking, who's seeing,
yeah, you really
whatever.
Don't, right? Because you don't. It doesn't show you all. It'll
like,
show you when
see
they're
who
liking
looks
in real
at your
time,
stories.
But,
you can't
right.
see who looks at like your TikTok.
Right. It's too right. I don't want to know. That people see my content.
Yes.
I just want to know that it has been seen. Does that make
right.
sense?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I just don't want, I want to just hope that it's in the abyss and I want strangers to comment on it and I don't want anybody I know to
yeah.
ever see anything
that's,
I said.
And that's why I feel more relaxed with TikTok.
Totally.
Like I don't care about like shit posting there.
Same.
So.
Same. Should we start cranking it out like just the last month, you know,
just,
for the next month?
Yeah.
Just get like 5 times a day. Let's just fucking.
I know, but
we'll
then
both,
if.
We'll both individually do it.
Then if it fucking goes, then what was
then
the point?
What was that point?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
the last hurrah. Should we start learning dances again? Just start doing
I'm
the,
a savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah.
I
used to do all that shit, like, for
remember.
Real.
I mean, Gia, I don't go deep on my TikTok, because there's a couple
oh,
of,
were
like,
you still Team 6?
Yeah.
Oh, I know about
no,
Stool
but
Team
I low-key
six.
Wish. I low-key wish I was. I was so jealous of them. They were being so funny on that. Like, they
yeah.
really, especially because we know them, but.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't involved in that, but I was, like, looking cracked out in my apartment, like doing weird dances. Like, no, it was embarrassing. Like, I thought about that the other day. I was like, I gotta hide those videos. Like, this is mortifying.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta
yeah.
do. And you gotta live your life.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But yeah, I don't know. You think about it too in terms of music to, you know, bring it back around to Taylor. Like,
yeah.
There was a time where, remember Taylor was withholding her music
yeah.
because UMG was like, had
yeah,
something
some
with TikTok,
issue. Yeah.
And then they figured it all, brought it back. And it was fine and good, but I do wonder about artists that go viral on
totally.
TikTok and like most of their careers
think, yeah.
kind of take off.
So
honestly,
many people now.
Gracie Abrams.
Yeah.
That's so true. When like she was already famous, but she has the one, like the super viral.
No, totally. Noah Kahn. You could say the same thing
Noah
with Stick
Kahn.
Season.
Absolutely.
Like, so many
Stick
people
Season.
Had their
Doja
big.
Doja Cat.
Yeah, breakout moments from
yeah.
TikTok. 100%. I mean, like, I feel like.
So many people.
Yeah, so many people. Just in general.
Yeah.
So. You have to think about that for sure. It's like any, and you have to think about like all of the, like the Bejeweled dance and
right.
and all these other.
They brought that on
yeah,
to stage.
That
like
was
that,
from a TikTok.
Exactly.
Like, so it is crazy. Like, and all the trends of the fun Taylor Swift trends that we get to do and all the fun games, whatever. Like, yeah, it sucks. Like,
watching the Eras Tour live. Like,
yeah,
that started
yeah.
on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, people started doing that. People did it. You know, Tess was always doing it on Instagram. But
yeah.
I think she was the only one that really was going hard on Instagram before everybody kind of
yeah.
did both and whatever. But, yeah, it just feels now to be too a part of... of
like culture.
Pop culture.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
That it would kind of be crazy to get rid of it, I think. Like,
yeah.
I felt that way too about Vine, though. Like, I was like,
yeah.
we can't get rid of Vine. But then they came out with TikTok and it was like,
but
all
also,
right.
But Vine, like, Vine didn't have that.
It didn't have the same as TikTok.
No, it
no,
didn't.
Did
yeah.
not have the same impact.
Yeah.
But it did. It was like a glimpse at what TikTok
yes.
would be. Like,
yeah.
I was addicted to Vine.
Yeah,
like,
oh my
more
God.
More ever
same.
Than I was to, than I am to TikTok. Like, I was the queen of Vine, like, not on it, but, like, watching it.
Yeah.
I knew everyone. I knew all the backstories. Like, I was obsessed with it. And I just thought it was so creative. Like, how
yeah,
people
yeah.
would, it, you know, a feature-length film in 6 seconds.
Six, yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
How does this happen? But, so I don't know. I hope that they can come to some sort of agreement for, you know, regulation or whatever. Like, I'm okay with that.
The gist is, like, somebody has to buy it.
Right.
And it's so expensive.
Who's
it's like $50 billion or something.
And it won't
so, like,
be like Elon
the only
Musk.
People that can buy it is like Apple, Microsoft, like
shit,
stuff like that. So,
shit,
yeah,
shit.
I don't know.
And even if that happens, you know it's going to start getting weird.
Yeah.
Like Apple will make it weird. Microsoft
yeah.
will make it weird.
Yeah,
what
I don't
Zuckerberg?
Know.
I'm surprised Zuckerberg isn't trying to buy it. To
I,
be honest.
I think nobody wants to touch it because of like
yeah.
the infiltration of your data, the data breaching.
Sure, sure.
It's a lot to uphold and like, I don't really know. I don't know the.
Yeah, I don't know either. Obviously, the specifics.
Yeah, specifics of it. All I know is it's expensive. No one wants to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not looking good. Basically.
Someone's got to step up for the world. You know, someone's got to
step up.
Seriously.
If Elon Musk is the fucking savior that he claims to be,
he's probably pro getting rid of it.
Probably, if
he's,
honestly.
If he's, you know, Mr. Right Wing guy all yeah, of a sudden. How about true. Nick Jonas?
What the hell?
Nick Jonas, for those who didn't see, quote tweeted Elon Musk and was like, bring us to the year 3000. And it's like, dude, come on.
You know,
everybody's like, I can't believe
me.
I cried they when he like, got diabetes.
No, people were like, people raise were like, insulin believe- prices now.
Yes, yes.
It's like, are, well, it's like.
People are pissed. And I'll say, yeah.
Well, I mean, it is kind of crazy that to be a diabetes advocate and then fucking say that you love Elon Musk, like those people do not care about
yeah.
fair prices for people that have to no. pay for insulin. Insulin is fucking like $300. It's insane.
I know.
That's why I said I'm always a Joe girl.
I was always a Joe girl.
Joe has never
as well.
Said anything out of pocket. I know Kevin. I'm pretty sure just the whole Jonas fam is on that.
They're
side.
Definitely like MAGA
yeah,
vibes.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're
Jersey
they're
guys.
Jersey people.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, Italian, Jersey Italian.
We got a couple of people. We're you know in Jersey that
yeah,
we
yeah.
you try to sweep under the rug, and the Jonas Brothers are definitely
yeah.
The crew.
I was shocked though. I was just like, what was the point? Like,
they're right. Yeah. There's just no point. The thing though is like, I wish I could like Elon Musk again. There was a time where I liked Elon Musk. I thought he was like, I was like, you know what? He's thinking
when
about
the future.
He
was like coming onto the scene. You
yeah.
know, he's like, oh, he's cool.
Exactly. I was like, he's cool. He's thinking about the future. I respect somebody that has a lot of money that's thinking yeah. about those things that we're not thinking about. And then somewhere down the line, it will definitely benefit society. Like,
yeah.
I do, and I do still think that. I think, like, Tesla is good, like, whatever. But now that he's involved in politics, and
it's
almost like he's pulling the strings behind the scenes in
yeah.
politics, drives me nuts.
He needs
so,
to stay in
now
his
I'm
lane.
Like, all right, you don't know what
and
you're talking about. People look at him, like, people treat him like he's, I mean, he's literally a part of Trump's cabinet now.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is this billionaire dude who like speaks in video game speak? You know, my brother told me about that. He was like, I don't like Elon because he just talks like a gamer and acts as if it's like his own. Like,
yeah,
that's how
because
he is.
It is.
Because
he's so
he
rich that he controls
a,
anything.
You know who he wants to be? And I said this, and Sam agreed. He wants to be Eggman from Sonic. Like, that's who Elon Musk wants to be.
Well, he
and
looks like him.
He looks like him, but he like, that's also what he does. Like, he's this super genius, allegedly,
yeah, yeah.
and, like, you know,
he's like a bad Iron Man.
And, right. And that's just kind of how he's coming out. But even Eggman, who, Jim Carrey, I just recently watched the Sonic movies. I don't know if you can tell. But Jim Carrey plays him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that he wants technology to be good and be useful, but he also is like smart enough where he wants to control the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Elon Musk has got.
I saw this tweet that was like, Elon Musk has the ability to like help the world
yeah.
so much
yeah.
and have money left over. Like
oh,
he
yeah.
can give like so many people so much money. He can give, you know, help in so many different ways and
mm-hmm.
he just doesn't. And I
yeah.
think that's the number one reason why he's so focused on robots and fucking Tesla and all this
yep.
bullshit
yep.
AI that's literally you
AI
generate
so scary.
One fucking picture on AI and that like puts so much carbon emissions and so much bad shit into the earth. Like AI is what is killing the earth and is the number one cause of climate change because of all the supercomputers and shit that it takes to
is
do
that what's
it.
Going on? I honestly
yes.
don't know that. I don't know much
AI
about it.
I am
a person who maybe one day in the future I'll understand it, but I'm afraid of AI.
Yes.
I'm very afraid of it.
Well, you should
it.
Be,
like,
because it is literally the
I am.
It is the number one reason why.
Interesting.
Yeah, because of the technology that it takes to make AI. It's like all these supercomputer, like engines.
They take the energy?
And the energy, it just
right.
sucks.
Okay, I see.
So much energy.
I see.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just so disappointing. So,
you know
yeah.
what I got, actually? Not Elon aside, his good guy rival, who also might not be good, Zuckerberg. I think that they are like yin and yang in different ways. You
yeah,
know I mean?
Totally.
Like, and by the way, I love Zuckerberg now after he was romantic with his wife. Like,
yeah,
all,
yeah.
That, all the romance he puts on his
yeah.
wife. I'm like, this guy's cool.
Z-Pain, did
yeah.
you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, so funny.
Hilarious. Like, he's starting to grow on me finally
yeah.
after so many years. I've kind of forgotten about the Social Network movie where I hated him.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jesse Eisenberg. But I recently got myself Meta glasses. I have Meta glasses.
Ooh.
I keep meaning to bring them in. I just got them last week and they arrived. They're fucking cool, Gia.
They're
sick. And I'll bring them in. But they are also scary. Like, you can talk to them. Like, you could say, hey, Meta glasses. Like, hey, Meta, you know, blah, blah, blah. And
scary.
Then she'll tell you, like, it'll, oh, no, no. You say, you put them on. And it'll be like, hey, Meta, what am I looking at? And then it'll be like, you're looking at, and I was sitting on my couch, and it was like, you're looking at a beautifully decorated Christmas tree with a what seems to be an electric fireplace going in. And
I don't like
sure
that.
It's very detailed
yeah.
and like creepy. But
yeah.
I kind of, so that's my first toe
Can
dip
you see
into
things
AI.
Through it?
No, it's like, they're like regular glasses.
Okay.
So you put them on and then there's like a little camera.
Mm.
There's like little cameras on both sides. And then there's like a light that
yeah.
will go on if you're recording.
Okay.
So what I want to do one day is like wear them and record the whole way to work.
Oh, that'd be cool.
To see how it would
yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'll do that one day. I'm just scared. I'm just kind of yeah. scared of it. Like, I don't know.
It's a lot.
Technology scares me a little. But same. I also love it. So it's like, ah.
Yeah.
But I'm open, line. I'm open to that. I'm open to Meta glasses. But yeah, talking, like I don't use Siri. I'm whispering Siri, so she doesn't hear me. I don't use that. And I also don't have my Alexa hooked up in my house. I have one, but I don't have it hooked up.
I have my Alexa. I love my Alexa. Yeah. I just wake up every morning and I go, Alexa, what's the temperature? And she tells me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
the only thing I do with my Alexa. And I play music out of it.
You know why I didn't plug my Alexa back in? Because I watched that movie. I don't know which. I think it's got Zoe Kravitz in it. Where she, like, let me look it up. She herself is, like, managing the, what the hell? I hope, High Fidelity, it's called. And oh, no, it's not. I'm so stupid. I think it's Zoe Kravitz. Hold on. Give me a second because I don't want to butcher the things. It's actually a really good movie. Kimmy? Yes. Kimmy, it's called. A tech worker with agoraphobia discovers recorded evidence of a violent crime but is met with resistance when she tries to report it. Seeking justice, she must do the thing she fears the most. She must leave her apartment. So she never wants to leave her apartment, but she works for, like, Amazon, essentially, and she goes through all of the recordings that, like, the Alexas take. Like, if you go on your phone in your Alexa app, you can see, like, recordings. Like, every time you talk to Alexa, it records it.
Oh.
So that, like, started freaking me out.
That's
and then
funny.
So the thing is, like, this shit was, I know, right? So this shit was recorded, like, accidentally recorded a murder, and so she's, like, trying to report it, and everyone's like, you can't, whatever. So that movie freaked me out, and I was like, damn it, Alexa's always listening. Like,
well,
I can't keep her plugged in.
Yeah, that is the good, but it's the good and bad about that stuff, because, like, yeah, something happens, and, like, you need that information,
exactly.
Or, like, God forbid, like, someone falls or something and hurts themselves, can't get up, you just be like, Alexa, call 911.
For sure, right, that's smart. Oh, that's a good argument. Maybe I'll just plug it back in. I do live alone.
yeah, you never know.
Do you think Taylor Swift has Alexa?
No.
Probably not.
I feel like her house is very high tech, but, like, not in the Alexa sense, in, like, the sense where, like, she has something even more than the Alexa, you know?
You
like,
so?
I don't even know what that would entail.
Maybe, like,
I feel like she just has, like, an iPad
person?
That just, like...
Like a smart house?
Yeah, yeah.
I would think she either has a smart house or she has, like, no technology at all and lives, like, it's the year 2000. You know
yeah,
what
maybe,
I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
I kind of feel...
Maybe she has, like, one, like, Amazon Echo or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like she definitely has, like, a Sony sound system in her.
For sure.
For sure.
Also, I bet she gets all this stuff for free. Like, she did that thing with... She did all kinds of stuff with Amazon, specifically Amazon Prime and whatever. Mm. Like, I bet they send her whatever she wants. That would be nice.
That's funny. I can't even... I can't imagine her being like, Alexa...
Yeah, what if Taylor Swift wakes up and is like, Alexa,
what's the temperature?
What's the temperature? Yeah. What's the temperature, girl?
Yeah, it is.
Alexa, put cat food on the grocery list.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's interesting, like, and I feel like we have this conversation a lot when it comes to, like, how she is, like, alone, like, with the Christmas stuff and Thanksgiving, like, does she bring her own food or does she make it? Does she have all this technology?
Right.
I really wonder how... in touch she still is with like real life and being like a normal person, and I really do think
it sounds like
she's very completely like does her own like work within the house, like makes her own food, she cooks, she cleans, she knits, whatever,
for sure.
So it's nice to know that like at least it's for some points of her life, like she tries to stay
absolutely
normal and humble, whereas I feel like so many celebrities are just...
Oh, yeah. Some of the celebs. Well, celebs are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a thing the other day that was like, why aren't celebrities cool anymore? And somebody said that it's because the mystery is gone. All of them have Instagram and TikTok and whatever and Twitter, and like we get to know them too well. So it's like it's almost like they're more attainable. And I kind of agree with it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because social media definitely humanizes celebrities. And for the best, maybe, so people don't like shit on them as much, but somehow people shit on them even more because they're like, you're actually a shitty person. And it's like, what?
Yeah. You well, know? That's how I feel more about like when people like freak out over influencers. I'm like,
right.
They're literally just a person. The only reason that they're like one step above you or in your head they're one step above you is because they have followers.
Completely.
On their phone.
Right.
Like there's no, you
right,
know.
On
like,
their phone, and like people, like maybe a couple people in the street have recognized them.
Whereas
they
celebrities,
are
like they're
area.
In like movies and TV and, you know,
they're
like.
Mass marketed.
Yeah. I don't
different.
Know. But no, I agree. They've, it's like, well, I feel like now there's certain ways to become. They keep dropping like flies.
I know. They keep.
There's like certain ways to become like cool as a celebrity now, and it's almost like you have to. Come off as normal as possible. Like come off as normal. Whereas I feel like it was maybe more cool to be like elusive and
definitely.
Where is she and what does she do and where
what is she spending her money on? Yeah,
and like now Timothy Chalamet is like press tour for a place or what is it called?
A world unknown.
Yeah, what is it called? A place unknown.
A place unknown.
Like a Rolling Stone. Like a complete unknown.
Complete unknown.
But his like press tour for Complete Unknown has just raised him up as like this totally cool, chill, like you makes you want to hang out with him. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like now is kind of the move for celebrities. They almost want to be like, it's like almost as if I show you that I'm normal and cool and you know, like you would want to get a beer with me, whatever.
For sure.
Maybe you'll leave me alone.
Totally. You know? Right? It's like maybe you'll be like, oh, he's just like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there is an element, and we see it all the time with Taylor, that people don't like if they want to peg you as like, oh, a rich celebrity who like doesn't go to the grocery store and like doesn't, like people get resentful of that at the same time. So everyone's like, oh, look at me. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
I personally prefer the, I like when celebrities stunt. You know what I mean?
It's oh,
like,
me too.
You're a celebrity. I expect you to like have a massive Rolex and drive an expensive car. Because
sometimes it can come off as like inauthentic if like a celebrity is like, well, it is I think it's political people sometimes too, where they're like, here's a beer and sports.
It's like chill.
Yeah, like you can kind of see through that sometimes.
I will say, I do think it's authentic when Trump orders McDonald's all the time. I think that man just loves McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And who doesn't?
And he loves a Doke, a Diet Coke.
And he loves a Doke. Yeah, big time.
That's always very funny. But I don't get because he's friends with that RFK guy who hates it.
But did you see when he forced him to take the photo, like, eating McDonald's? I think that was him being like, don't worry.
Yeah.
Everything will be
McDonald's
okay.
McDonald's is safe. No, like, I'll never get that stance. Like, I feel like everyone can come together on the fact that we love McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Do not take my McDonald's away from me.
It's not going anywhere.
No.
It's not going
anywhere.
Please. It's too big of a
machine. I need
too big
my
of a
chicken nuggets and my Big Mac.
Same. I have McDonald's for dinner on Monday.
I've been addicted to McDonald's breakfast lately.
Ooh, it's so good.
So good. Every time I go to the airport, I'm starving.
I know.
I'm literally so
hungry. I didn't eat lunch. Did you
I know.
Lunch?
Neither did I. I need to order food when we're done with this.
Same. Anyway. So we're I don't even know what we're talking about.
No.
I just started. We're both starving. That's maybe why. But anyway, so we are excited for the upcoming holiday. As you guys know, we won't be
no episodes next week.
This is the last episode of the year.
Yep.
And we just hope everybody enjoys their holidays and everything. So, and yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have a lot to talk about when we come back.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. But, you know, there's always something to talk about. So we're excited about that. Gia, despite the fact that it is a balmy 50 degrees
crazy.
In New York City today,
crazy.
Something throwing me off, I still don't really want to leave the house, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted from these days. We're preparing for the holidays. We're preparing to, you know, spend time with family, spend time with friends. I'm out to dinner every night trying to squeeze everybody in before the end of the year. But what I need to be squeezing in my downtime is a little bit of working out, okay? I need those endorphins. I need to feel better. But thankfully, I can do that from the comfort of my own home thanks to Ala Moves.
A lot of people are going to be having New Year's resolutions, getting back to the gym.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of the year. You don't have to worry about getting back to the gym when the gym is in the palm of your hands.
Oh,
it's as easy as that. I'm so glad that we discovered Alo Moves because if your bed is anything like ours, the gym is losing that battle 9 times out of 10.
Sure
Alo Moves is a health and wellness app that brings you your best workout to the comfort of your home, whether you've got a full hour or just 5 minutes. Alo Moves has a class to fit your schedule. They have everything you can think of, yogas, Pilates, strength workouts from beginning to advanced, and you can stay on track with whatever you're doing or start a guided program or just try a new type of workout, whatever fits the bill. And it's more than just fitness. They have meditation, sound baths, nutrition tips, self-care tutorials, so much to explore with Alo Moves. So go to alomoves.com and use code TaylorWatch for 30-day free trial plus an 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TaylorWatch for 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership. Alomoves.com, code TaylorWatch.
Shall we
call in the monarchy?
Let's see. Oh, oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, did you think this year would end with that one more parlay from the draft quiz?
You fools make me laugh.
Hear ye, dance fool, because we are here with another parlay.
Dance for me, jester.
Dance for me, jester. Now, this one, this is entirely Gia. Gia's got the she's got the football mind and all of our silly puns, I think, at this point, for me anyway, that I could come up with. So what do we have going on,
Jay? I think we've already did something along the lines of this, but at this point, it's getting hard to find these Taylor Swift adjacent parlays.
Usually it's like a little bit of a stretch, and then it's like, oh, well, like, sort of. So that's where we're at.
So I think we've already done this, but I did Taylor's hometowns and then threw in Cleveland for Travis.
Love it.
Because we were kind of already talking about how, you know, last game was the home game for Travis because he's from New Heights. So with that being said, let me pull up what we sent to them. And first is Tennessee Titans money line.
Ooh.
So that means that the Tennessee Titans, we think, are going to win. They are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wait a minute. Didn't that just happen?
No.
Who did the Jaguars just play this past week? That's so sorry, I'm interrupting for no reason.
No, it's okay. Let me see the
Jack replied, so clearly it's okay.
Jaguars schedule.
I just watched. Oh no, the Jets. Did the Jets just play the Jaguars?
They played.
Because I was just randomly watching.
Yeah, they lost the Jets.
Yep. Got it. Sorry. Please ignore me. I always act like I'm like, excuse moi.
Sometimes you need to double check. And also, that's sometimes true. The app is confusing because they do put like the extended game, so like not only this Sunday sometimes, but like the following Sunday, so sometimes it gets
confusing. Okay
so that's what, when sometimes I'm reading, I'm like, wait, that doesn't seem right. The later games, but no, so December.
Got it. Okay, so sorry, ignore me.
All good. December 29th, Tennessee Titans play the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we're taking the money line on that, which means we think the Titans are going to win.
Woo.
They are -105, which is good odds. We like that. It means they're a little more likely
to win.
But the Jaguars are -115. So it's a tight line. But I have high hopes for our Titans.
But I saw the Jaguars play against the Jets, like I said, and they were garbage.
They're garbage. Coming off a bad loss against the Jets.
Yeah.
So hopefully, let's keep that ball rolling.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then next up, we have, and I don't know why I keep doing this to myself, but another Philly pick, because it's just hard not to pick Philly stuff when we have
Philly.
Our girl is from the Philly area. Mm-hmm. I'm a Philly girl. Mm-hmm. It just
Kelsey's live
goes
there.
Hand in hand.
Yeah, no,
exactly.
I like having Philly in the
but this
in the
time,
conversation.
No touchdowns, no money lines. We're going with the over. So this time we just want points.
Love it.
So either way, win or lose, I'll still probably off myself. But this is a better chance of not wanting to off myself because I picked something like a money line or a touchdown that didn't happen.
Exactly.
So the Eagles play the Washington Commanders. It'll be a big game. They are division rivals.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have already beat the Commanders once.
Yes, they have.
So the Eagles will be wanting to come back fighting because it's hard to beat the same team twice.
Yep.
Commanders are very good this year, so that line is -175.
How about I know you're on it now. All of Gilly's videos.
Love Gilly's
videos.
Did
you go back and watch them all?
Oh my God,
the progression
they're so
of them.
Funny.
About the guy across the street who goes by with the fucking with the broom.
I need to
and
find
then the other
you,
like lady neighbor. Do you see that one? Or she came out of the like bushes at one point. Oh my God!
I don't. Like, I need to be in one of them. I'm like, I need
so
to go
good.
To a game with
for
him.
For those who are watching Surviving Barstool right now, you know Gilly.
Gilly, yeah.
Remind me to touch on that, by the way. I keep forgetting.
But oh yeah,
Gilly's a big Philly fan, and he does very funny videos every week right before the game, and then and then if they win, and it's fantastic.
Very funny. So the line is -175 on that, and then our last one is the Cleveland game against the Bengals, and we are going to be taking the over. Oop. Hold on. Oh, what? I'm confused. Cleveland
and Cincinnati?
That's... I definitely wrote down Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland at Cincinnati is what it says.
Hmm.
What day? Where am I seeing that? Where am I seeing that? Oh, there it is. Wait.
You said Cleveland Bengals over.
Yes. Found it.
Yeah. That's right.
+300. Oh, sorry. No, that's Moneyline.
No.
The over is minus 108. So that's a good line. We love that.
Very good.
So the whole thing, if you want to take the parlay, the whole thing right now is plus 827.
Love.
Wait, I just want to make sure that I was reading, because nope, I wasn't. I was not reading the right things. As I was saying, I was reading the later. The only thing that I read wrong, sorry, was the Titans. I think I read the later game, the December 29th game, which they play the Jaguars. I'm wrong. Sorry about that.
Oh, wait,
they
okay.
play
so...
the Colts. The Titans play the Colts. But we're still taking money line on that, and that's plus 150. So
got it. Right, they're
a
at
little at. More
and
unlikely.
And also, the Colts are not that great either.
No, they're not
right now. So you know, and keep that energy the following week. You
God,
may not hear
I'm
from
sorry,
the draft
y'all.
Queens.
That's so annoying.
No, that's okay. You might not hear from the draft queens over break, but remember those Jaguars suck ass as well. So just remember that for the 29th
game. Yeah, the
game,
Colts.
But
yeah,
the upcoming
Jaguars.
Game. Tennessee and the Colts. Tennessee to win. Still feeling good about it.
So I'm sorry, guys.
Is the same.
Messed up that first game, but the Eagles Commanders game and the Cleveland Cincinnati game are the same. It's just
perfect.
That they're Tennessee Titans are playing the Colts, not the Jaguars.
Yes. So just to summarize all, we've got the Titans to win.
Yep.
We've got the over for Philly versus Washington. The
over
47. 45 and a half.
Oh, 45 and a half. Okay.
And then the Cleveland Cincinnati game, also an over 47.
Oh, okay. That's 47. Yeah. Over 47. Yep.
And then.
So basically, that's the combined points. So however many points Philly and Washington score combined has to be over 45 and a half. If it's exactly 45 and a half, which has happened to us before, it is a push. Mm-hmm. So it pushes on to the next leg. And if that leg hits, then the parlay is still alive.
Then it's all Gucci.
And if you don't want to do the parlay, you can just do all three individual bets.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's easier because sometimes, you know, there's always one
sore
thumb
one goes
in the wood.
Parlay. Yeah, one goes good, one doesn't go so great.
Yeah.
You never know. But I love the ones we do the over with the total points.
Yeah,
those are my
those
favorite
are fun
ones
because,
that we do.
Yeah. Because you're just rooting
root
for both.
Points.
You
yeah,
want everyone to score.
Right. I love
so,
those.
Yeah. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Ooh.
To my partners at DraftKings. The holidays are finally here, and my partners at DraftKings have the perfect pick for you. Perfect gift for you. Right now, all new DraftKings customers who bet just $5 will get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins.
Wowza.
So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code TaylorWatch. The crown is yours.
Woo. Fabulous. Thank you to DraftKings. What fun we've had with DraftKings this
really
year.
Really so
they,
fun, yeah.
They came in clutch for us all football season, and we've been loving them, and they've been seemingly loving us.
Yeah.
So, and thank you guys always for – I get a lot of DMs of people taking our bets
yeah,
and our parlays.
Yeah, we
parlays
love
and
when you guys take the parlays. It makes
really
it so fun.
We have
something to talk about together, so it's nice.
For sure. Yeah, it's great stuff. Also, this a lot to talk about with my dad. My dad loves to talk about our parlays.
Literally. It's so good. Funny.
It's
like,
bonding all around.
It's so funny because, yeah, with the DraftKings thing and Taylor Swift, like,
yeah,
I went to breakfast with my dad, and like, you know, there's kind of a lulling conversation. He's like, so what do you think Taylor's gonna do after the tour? I'm
yeah,
like, I
right.
know you don't care about like what Taylor Swift is doing after the tour, but at least like now we have something to talk about, which is nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really is. It brings people together. It's just
totally.
Like that commercial from the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah,
it's
it
fabulous.
Gives you something to talk about when your boyfriend's being annoying and wants to watch all the games, when your husband's being annoying.
Yep.
Or your whoever your significant other is that likes sports, and maybe you're like, this is annoying, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
Now you have a little skin in the game.
It's perfect.
Yep.
Perfect and a lot of fun. So thank you to DraftKings always. This has been the Draft Queens.
Yes.
And our reign continues as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So we love it.
Yep.
Okay, let's do a little voicemail DM.
Into
action.
Voicemails and DMs.
Fabuloso.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. I just want to say I love you guys so much. I listen to you guys' podcast all the time.
Yay.
But one of my favorite questions to ask people is, what changes would you have made to the Eras Tour set list if you could have? Like, any era in particular, or are there any, like, songs you would change, or, like, the time of, like, each era? Like, would you add debut? Would you not add debut? But, yeah, I just love asking that question, so thanks.
Oh, yay. Thanks for that question. And this is a question I've actually seen popping off on Twitter. People
okay.
are like, what would you change? What would you add? What would you take away? Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's got an opinion. I don't know if it's because I just love the Eras Tour so much that I like love it the way it is. Like when when it was first changed, obviously the first iteration of Eras Tour before they had to combine stuff and make room for Tortured Poets was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we've got the movie for it and everything. But I kind of think I like the second version because the addition of Tortured Poets was so important.
Yeah.
And I almost completely forgot about the stuff that we lost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the exception of like Tolerated, I guess.
Yeah. We were talking that I completely forgot that there was a Seven poem. Like,
oh,
I was watching that TikTok
yeah.
and I was like, I literally forgot about the Seven poem. That is so crazy.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I agree. I think there is like two lanes that you can kind of go down. It's like either, you know, the pop, the hits, everything, or if you could go like the deep cut. Like obviously I think a lot of people maybe wanted some more deep cuts in there. But yeah, I agree. I feel like the set list was perfect with
the
Tortured
Poets. You had to have both. Like you had to have deep cuts, or a couple deep cuts, and then more like commercial hits. Because honestly, like that's how you sell like Love Story and We're Never Getting Back Together and like those songs. You need those songs for the show.
Yeah,
you
like I'm looking at all of these and like it's really hard.
Trouble, 22.
Yeah,
like,
I would maybe I maybe would have added, maybe taken off I Knew Your Trouble, added Red instead. Just because I like that song better.
Well, it does have a little moment
when they're
lifting the thing, but not
but
too much.
Yeah, I
what would
feel
you
like
replace it with? Oh, obviously Red. Sorry.
Yeah, with Red. I just feel like all of these, even like the folk more songs, like all of them were perfect. Mm-hmm. I would have maybe liked to keep Tis the Damn Season.
I loved Tis the Damn Season.
Because I love that song so much.
Me too.
And I think that if I was told, you know, you have to cut one thing for time purposes, I would cut Debut, no doubt.
I completely agree. And I also just think like, It's we've talked about this before. Debut is so far back.
Yeah.
That yes, people are finding it, but that's not the first album of Taylor's that people find. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like you really have to be like a real, real fan to know and appreciate Debut at the level that it deserves to then be in a show.
Yeah.
Like the other albums are just so much bigger. And that's not a reflection. You know, Debut is a wonderful album, but it was just her first one. And the others just had such massive commercial success and I think really like even Fearless, all the songs in Fearless, like there are no deep cuts in the Fearless set.
Yeah.
There are no deep cuts in the Red set. Like, you know what I mean? Like the earlier albums are all the massive hits.
Yeah.
Only do we start getting like quote unquote deep cuts when we get to like Folkmore and even 1989 played all the hits.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe I would have added one more hit from Speak Now.
Long Live. I wish Long Live had been there the whole time, and because that's the one thing we didn't get to see.
Yeah,
I really wished that Long Live would have been there.
Yeah, I feel like keeping Long Live would have been good, and maybe, maybe like one. I don't know. It's hard though because some of these, like, most of these, like, I just don't know if they would be good on the set list. I would love like Sparks Fly.
Sparks Fly
would be
great.
Amazing on the set list. But I feel like everything I would keep the same, especially Tortured Poets. I feel like
Tortured
all
Poets
of the songs that they picked were perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely perfect. The performances are great.
I saw someone say that they felt like Mastermind kind of put a pin in like the momentum of the show. It kind of takes away.
What do you think about that?
I don't agree.
I don't agree either
at
all.
I love Mastermind.
I love Mastermind, and I think that people,
and I love like no one wanted to play with me as a little kid. Yeah, I love that.
I love that moment, but I also think Mastermind, that when she performs it, is so powerful
in
the show. Like I don't think it makes a lull at all.
No.
It almost like, you know, it like hypes me up. I'm like, like she's a mastermind.
I also
and then
feel like it tells a story.
And then Karma's
like this,
so cash.
Yeah,
at the
like
end,
the Eras Tour and like how her brain works almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
no, I'm with you, and I totally disagree with people saying the masterminds, whatever. If I were to add a song that I just really love and wish we could hear like every night, I'd probably pick like Mirrorball. But I don't know if Mirrorball would like fit in with the vibe.
Yeah, it's hard. Like a lot of those songs are sad.
Yeah.
She picks like, you know, the ones that have more of like an intenser tone, because or like, you know, something that's more like melodic if that's a word. I feel like all of the deeper cuts on Folklore Evermore, they're just, I'm honestly even shocked that Marjorie's on there, just because it is such a sad song,
so
and
true.
Like such a slow song, that I feel like Marjorie is kind of that pathway for that song. Option, you know, that absolutely. One that one option of like, let's throw in one slow sad moment, and mm-hmm. that's Marjorie. So I feel
and
like
I also
having
love,
Marjorie and Mirrorball would be crazy.
That'd be too much. Yeah. And I wouldn't give up Marjorie for anything. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
The moment, the progression of Marjorie turning into a thing where everybody puts their phones up mm-hmm. with their lights and everything. It's just, it's so beautiful to see. You know, obviously it makes me cry every moment, like every time.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it is so good. The way she sings it. Also too, like that song in general is so, you know, the message behind that song
yeah.
is like, oh, my grandmother was a singer, and now I'm singing, and I feel like she's here with me in this mm-hmm. stadium, in this world.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, totally.
And I think it totally fits,
yeah.
like, despite the fact that it's a little sad. But no, I mean, I don't know, maybe we're just purists, but like, Eris Tour is
yeah.
fire, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Just great
it's
as
hard.
Is. Like, I really
it's
don't have
hard
many
to think
complaints.
About because, yeah, like, I would love some deep cuts in there, but, like, from yeah. from a promotional perspective, like, it just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense to do it. Yeah. And I can play and cry to the deep cuts at home.
Exactly. You know? And that's the reason why you do the surprise songs.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Hi, guys. Love the pod. So I wanted you all maybe to discuss if you had any ideas or thoughts on what type of genre she might do in her next album. I know that this is future thinking, but just an idea for a topic. So maybe if she's going to go back to folk because now, you know, she's in love, makes up stories again. Do you think she'll lean more into her country? Or do you think she'll go into more like a pop punk or maybe even like more rap? Like, what do you think the vibes will be for the next album? Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you so much. And great question.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Everyone has been saying that they want TS12 to be like a rock album.
Those are the rumors on the streets.
I don't want that.
I don't think I do
either. I don't want that at all.
I
can't see that for her. Listen, I'll eat crow when she does it, and it's fucking phenomenal.
Of course, of course.
Because anything she touches turns to gold. She mm-hmm. could literally do like any genre, and it would be amazing. It's not my preferred genre, so I just feel like, I don't know. I don't want that. I want her to stay in the pop realm. Like, she's
yeah.
a pop queen. Stay in pop.
Yeah.
But, like, her different areas of pop, you know what I mean? Like, I love, Folklore is my favorite album. And
for
Evermore
sure.
is 1A. So, mm-hmm. like, I do love, like, the folk indie side of her, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Midnights and Torture Poets kind of combined the two in a way.
Yes.
Which I feel like, let's just keep that ball rolling.
I completely agree.
You know, maybe
agree.
With some more upbeat stuff.
I completely agree. I think there will be, I think
like
it's
a
going
1989
to be
renaissance.
A very upbeat album, whatever it is. I think it will be more upbeat than ones in the past. I think it'll sound a lot more like Midnight's. Maybe not literally sounding.
Yeah.
But I think the like energy that Midnight's brings is like, you know, I want to stay in this lavender haze.
Yeah,
I want to
fuck around.
Like, I want to have a good time. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. A couple
kind
of
like
love songs.
Drunk at the party.
Absolutely.
Everything's blurry.
I think we'll get pieces of that. I will say about the rock thing. I don't know why I just thought of it. During Love Story, especially the live version, you know, they have the whole guitar. I got tired of it.
Yeah.
Like that whole part. Sounds very rocky to me, like when it's performed live. I don't necessarily think that the song, if I play it on Spotify, sounds like that. But I wouldn't be opposed to like a little bit more of like a rock out versions of some of those like country songs or like earlier songs. Like it could be that energy, and maybe could be labeled like pop rock because sometimes pop rock like pops off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like strictly rock. Like it really just has to be more... you know, more instruments. And
yeah.
But then it leads us to the question of like, Amos sounded like he was retiring. So, you know, she wouldn't do a rock album without her band, I think.
Yeah,
you know
totally.
I mean? Like, I think those guys have to come through with her and she'd want them because it'll be heavy instruments if it's rock.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious about it, but I kind of don't. Yeah, I don't really foresee that. But I
wonder,
like,
I'm wondering.
Not to like make it about Travis, but like I wonder what his favorite genre is. Like I wonder what because I do think that probably
he seems like a pop rap,
right?
Maybe
a little
too,
country
yeah.
in there. I would think like, you know, when you like get a new boyfriend or whatever and you know, you start talking about music and you share things back and forth, likes back and forth. But every once in a while you're like, maybe your boyfriend like likes the type of music that you don't usually listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you get like influenced by it. It could be that. Like, that could happen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're sitting around listening to music. If I'm a musician, I'm probably like, I don't want to listen to music, like, on my off days. Yeah. Because I'm singing all the time. But who knows, though? That might be the total opposite thought. But
I feel like she's probably always listening to music.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know.
As soon as it came out of my mouth, yeah. I didn't believe what I was saying anymore. But
yeah, no, it should be interesting. I do feel like it will be, in my brain, if I had to guess, just based off of the vibes of her life so far, I would say it'd be like a pop, upbeat pop.
Yeah, I
album.
Agree. Upbeat pop with a little synth in there. Yeah. We got to get a couple club hits out of her.
Ooh,
right
shit.
Now. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Start twerking.
Speaking of club hits, did you see the video of the guy? I forget if I said this last, I might have said this 2 days ago
club
or yesterday,
classics?
Literally. Did you see the video of the DJ combining
You sent me
Anti-Hero
that.
And Defying Gravity?
Yeah, that was really
it's
funny.
Me, hi, and then he's like, it's me, and then
it's me. Yeah, it's so funny.
If you can, like, I would love the opportunity for that to happen more. Like, I just feel like, and a lot of her songs are great for like mashup moments like that in the club or in the bar or whatever, but I just think we could get a couple of
club classics. Come on.
Club classics. Why not? You know?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Okay, last voicemail.
Great.
Hey, y'all. Love Taylor. Love the show.
Yay.
I just wanted to call attention to the fact that ever since the Vienna post, Taylor has completely turned off all comments on her Instagram. Mm. And frankly, I just love that for her. Like, even after things settled down, she has not turned comments back on. And that is the complete energy that I hope she brings into 2025. She doesn't need comments. She doesn't need to hear what anybody else has to say. She's clearly got it handled. So, yeah, love that for her.
Totally agree, Queen. But
yeah.
I gotta say, I'm pretty sure she's had comments off for years. It wasn't Vienna. Like, Vienna wasn't the beginning of Taylor not
really?
Having comments on. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't remember, like, seeing comments on her Instagram, like, since Reputation. I might be totally wrong in that, but I've definitely noticed
it. Oh, yeah.
Pre-Vienna.
Yeah, you're
like,
so right. Taylor
no
Swift
way.
Has had her comments turned off for over 5 years.
Yeah. Like, she said,
wow.
Fuck that. Her DMs are closed and her comments are off, and they've been like that. I know, because I'm always wanting to comment, go queen, and
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean?
I always comment on a Beyonce's post. I'm like, slay.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, wait, that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift has always turned off her comments.
Yeah.
Since 2017.
I told you, since Reputation.
After the Kimye drama, Instagram offered a feature to turn off comments during the rampant internet bullying Taylor Swift had gotten from Kim K and Kanye West fans.
Everybody was just commenting snake emojis all day long. And she said, fuck this, and turned the comments off. And she has not turned them on since. And I love that. I wish I could be strong. I mean, honestly, I would love to do that. I think we don't have the luxury of that because it's like I need the comments for engagement or whatever. But you know, for to look good at work. But I would love to do
ooh,
that.
Ooh, okay. So yeah, I mean, that's been her energy for fucking good for her. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
And I bet it helps. I bet it's a really
totally.
I bet it's great. Like
when I turn off replies on my tweets.
Oh, it's
I'm
the best.
Like, yeah, fuck you,
heroin.
Guys.
Literally heroin.
Yeah, you can tweet whatever the fuck you want.
Of course. Yeah, it's like hot choke on it. Or like, you got to quote tweet me to really, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But even that, I'm like, I wish you wouldn't. But I love that. And I think, like, right, it makes you care less about, like, if I were to have my comments off, posting a thing, I don't really care about how many likes I get.
Yeah.
I care if, like, my best friends like my post.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make sure all my besties like it. But then apart from that, I don't give a fuck how many people like it or not. Like, and to not have to worry about looking for comments. Or
yeah, especially
saying,
as like someone
that's
who
fantastic.
I read all the comments too.
Same.
So like,
it's
yeah.
a sickness. We all have to stop doing that. We have to. Maybe 2025 is the year we all
stop reading
comments. For real. It needs to happen. Like, not even just us. Like everybody.
Yeah,
everybody
I know.
In this whole place.
I know.
Like, people are
so bad,
so vile for some reason all the time. Not all the time, but like there are waves. It comes in waves for everybody, and it sucks.
Yeah,
it fucks with people, but. And so, proud of her for doing that. And it's funny how people are just noticing. But, yeah, she's been on that grind.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's jump into DMs. Let's do one DM here. Okay, happy holidays to my two best Swiftie friends who have never even met me.
Yay!
I am seeing everyone say that Midnights and TTPD are sister albums. Also saying that it was always obvious, but it sadly wasn't for me. I saw people talking about the last line in Hits Different and the first line in Fortnite. Like, that was happening as soon as TTPD came out, but how are they sister albums? Why is this all of a sudden what everyone is talking about? Did Taylor confirm this or is it a TikTok theory? Do you guys think it's a sister album and can you give some other examples? Sorry. Also love you. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, love you so much.
So I've been seeing...
I've never thought this before, and I also don't think... I don't know if I agree.
Let me see if there is...
They seem like totally different vibes to me.
No, totally.
Yeah.
Fans think Tortured Poets is a sister album to Midnights.
Hmm.
And this says... let's get to... How about this? Okay, this is really stupid, though. Okay, so first they're saying that, like, the visuals for Midnights look similar to TTPD because, like, she's, like, got her...
Right,
she's,
I see.
She's got all the same,
yeah,
like, poses.
I remember seeing that. People think that they're, like Midnights is like, the dream version, and then... this is all coming back to me now. Like, almost like Midnights is the fever dream and Tortured Poets is the reality.
Right.
People
that
do
makes
say that.
Sense.
And I completely forgot about that. And I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
If you want to present it to me like that, yeah, okay. That makes sense. But I wouldn't think that they were sister albums otherwise. Like, nothing about that tells me that. But if you were to tell me, like, Midnights is one big fever dream and it's all in the middle of the night and it's delusions and it's this and it's that and Tortured Poets is, like, the reality of it all,
yeah.
Then yeah, okay, I could see how they could fit together.
But yeah, no, it's definitely a TikTok theory, no doubt.
Uh-huh, for sure.
Taylor's never said anything about it, but I want to. Anti-hero music video, 13 sleepless nights, 31 songs on TTPD. They mirror each other, is what people are saying. Everybody's saying is that Midnight and TTPD are sister albums, and I'm blown away. I want to see. Yeah, I wish I could find like a fucking Reddit like page or something where someone
like with
just
more details.
Yeah, where someone like. Says
has
as to why. Everyone just like, here's why.
Actually, I'm replying to your comment just because I've had a few of these on this video, and yours was the most recent, and I just wanted to respond to it. It's not, I get talents in them.
I don't think I'm going to be able to find
patience.
It.
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
have
it's but it's not a theory that Taylor has said.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just...
She's definitely never, like, confirmed. The only albums that she's ever said, like, these are sister albums is Folklore and Evermore. She's like,
yes.
And she also didn't even start saying that until the Eras Tour. Like, we didn't really know that she felt that way about them.
Right.
Until then. And, you know, to give Evermore her shine. And so, I don't know. But I don't think that...
But, yeah, no, I definitely... I like that, like... connection, you know, Midnights is like the dream and
right.
then TTPD is like the harsh reality.
Right. That could be it.
But yeah, I can't find anything as to why people are saying this. All I'm saying is because of the promotional stuff, like the pictures, the aesthetic and stuff are like kind of similar in the fact that she kind of looks like, you know, like she's lying down with her hand over
right,
her face
right,
and
right.
stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, like Midnights is the high and TTPD is the come down, you know, could be that.
The Tortured Poets Department and the Midnights album are sister albums, but the Tortured Poets Department is written from Alice's point of view.
Who's this?
Taylor started off by posting 7 videos.
Who's Alice?
Who's...
I can't with this. No,
no
I can't.
No.
Once there are people talking with the numbers, like, I can't. So, yeah, it's a theory that people have been talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Jen Tran and Sasha Farber are officially dating. I just saw that.
God.
Chicks
oh,
in the office.
Them.
Yeah, good
oh,
for
Jen
them.
Tran. Good
that's
for
exciting.
Her. She deserves happiness.
Yes,
after what
that's
she
really
got
exciting. I love that. That's
good
hilarious. But yeah,
good for her.
Yeah, no, it's just a TikTok theory, but
yeah,
yeah, no, it's not confirmed.
Interesting. Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah, I guess if you think about it like that, if you think about it, the Midnights is the we're smoking weed in the house and we're loving
yeah,
life
yeah.
and then Tortured Poets is like the grief
yeah totally
you can maybe make an argument for that but no that's not something that I think about
yeah,
cause
often if you think about like Question or Maroon like you know those people think like songs that people like think are about like Maddie
maybe that's why
and,
because
like TTPD is like whoa like I was so wrong
maybe that's where the conversation started with Maroon and Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus
oh yeah
because those two songs
you
definitely
mean,
go together
TTPD
but yes but Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus is the song where she
oh,
references
oh, oh, oh.
Maroon.
Yes.
So
yes,
maybe
yes,
that's
sorry,
where
yes,
that
yes,
maybe
yes.
that was like the maybe that was where people started paying attention to it. I would love to see. Maybe we can. Well, I'll take some time over Christmas to go back and forth, but I would love to hear what songs people pair up with each other, like from Midnight's TTPD.
Wait,
like,
I literally just...
Obviously, Maroon and Chloe Sam-Sofia Marcus are together.
Wait, I literally just saw someone tweeted...
Oh, someone did exactly that?
Yeah, hold on, let me...
Of course.
And TTPD sister are Midnight's... Where did I just... Oh my God, I literally just saw that in a tweet. Someone tweeted it. Here we go. If TTPD has a sister album to Midnight's, this is how the track list lines up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Oops. Sorry. No. This is just the track lists lined up with each other. I thought that she
was
comparing songs. My bad.
That might be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Compare them. Songs. Compare them and see, yeah. And see what we can fit together, like what fits together the most. Because, yeah, of course, obviously Maroon and Chloe Sam-Sofia Marcus.
Right.
So, Great questions today.
Yeah, great questions.
Great,
today.
Love hearing from our Taylor Watch besties. Love you guys so much.
Yes.
But I think that wraps it up.
Yeah, thanks.
What
so.
A year.
What a year, guys. Oh my goosh.
Wow.
Can't believe
wow.
It's gonna be 2025.
I know, it makes me sick to my stomach.
It does make me sick to my
year
stomach.
Of the snake though, y'all.
Ooh. That's so exciting. Yeah.
Love it.
Hope you guys all have a wonderful Christmas or
yes.
Whatever holidays, even if you guys don't celebrate anything.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good break. Have a good
yes.
New Year's.
Yes.
Enjoy time with yourself, with your family. Listen to Christmas Tree Farm.
Exactly. Protect your peace as
yep.
Much as you can.
Yep. And we'll see your crazy asses in January.
We'll catch you on the flip.
In the new year.
In the new year. Stay tuned, like we were saying, for the conversation with Jack about the Stray Dog for Christmas book.
Yep.
Get it in your Amazon cart and give it to all the kids you know in your life.
Love you guys.
Love you. Gia, I'm in a crisis right now. Christmas is
Christmas
like
crisis.
It's like a week away. Yeah, Christmas crisis featured now on Hallmark. Christmas is like a week away.
Mm.
I have no idea what I'm going to buy for my mom.
Ugh.
And thank God that I know for a fact that my mother is a woman who loves diamonds.
Mm.
She loves diamonds. She loves a jewel. She loves a bauble. She loves all these things. And also, thankfully, we have Steven Singer as a bestie on the pod right now.
Thank
and
God.
I know for a fact as well that Steven Singer has some of the best deals when it comes to diamond stud earrings. So,
yep.
Mom, if you're listening, turn this off. That's what you're getting for Christmas.
It's moms, your grandmas, your mm-hmm. aunts, even yeah, your uncles, your grandpas, whoever.
People
everybody
love.
Loves diamonds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Steven Singer, you can choose a great pair of Anita diamond stud earrings at starting at just $298. So you are getting the most beautiful, best value, real natural diamonds from Steven Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it so easy to buy real diamond jewelry that you love. Steven's real diamond studs are flawless to the eye, near colorless, and come with his unbeatable full value lifetime trade-in.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can trade up your diamond studs anytime and receive exactly what you paid for towards a larger pair.
Love that.
So it also comes with a 100-day, 100% hassle. Oh, sorry. Not 100% hassle. 100% no hassle.
Hassle-free.
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 Money-back guarantee. Don't wait any longer. This is your last chance to get the number one gift, Anita Diamond Stud Earrings. Go right now to IHateStevenSinger.com and order with free shipping to arrive in time for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Or my Philly people can visit Steven's showroom at the other corner of 8th Walnut in Philly. So buy real diamonds from a real jeweler. You can trust Steven Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Okay, going into the Christmas season, we have a very special couple of guests. We have my friend
Yay.
Jack and his dog Susie.
Susie!
Susie's in the building! And they are here because Jack has written a lovely book about how Susie came to be in your life. First of all, Jack, how are you? We've been friends for a long time.
Good.
I'm very happy to have you here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It's been a long time since we've gotten to chop it up. I don't know if we've ever formally chatted on a microphone like this, have we? Besides, like, we would do live shows.
We did live shows. We probably did one or two.
Maybe,
at
like,
my
in
house.
Your couch.
Yeah.
But yeah, in a proper studio and stuff.
Yeah, with funding.
Exactly.
Properly funded podcast.
Which is funny. But we're so happy to have you here because so what year did Susie come into your life? I want you to get into the story a little bit, but it is all detailed in this children's book that you've written. And everybody's loving this book, by the way. Everybody that I give it to. I gave it to two of my friends last night who have kids. And it's all about how Susie was, she rescued herself almost.
Yeah, like the quick version of it that doesn't give too much away is
mm-hmm.
I have another dog, George.
Uh-huh.
Walked him.
Another precious angel
yeah.
who I've met. Love
in
George.
December 14th, 2019,
mm-hmm.
walked him. We had a 1 month old at the time. So just half asleep, like through life.
Yeah, of course.
And so when I came in, it was raining, umbrella, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the door didn't like latch all the way. It wedged itself. And then we had an electric handle lock. So heard it, didn't think anything of it. Was up for like 2 more hours. Mm-hmm. Went to bed, 4 a.m. My wife wakes me up. Baby's okay, but there's a dog in our house. And George is in our bed. So I'm thinking immediately, I read so many postpartum articles. Yeah. I am here to support you. And she's like, no, dummy. There's
girl,
a real dog downstairs.
You're hallucinating, babe.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Babe, just go back to
I was just like, whatever I could do to help, you know? Of course. And then, I went downstairs, and there was Susie, and she weighed, she's like 30 pounds. She weighed 19 at the time. You could see her ribs, fleas, ticks, infections in all four of her paws.
I remember this, and obviously in real time, and she was all over the news for this.
Yeah, so it happened at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. I tweeted about it at 4 a.m. The only people up at 4 a.m. are Pat McAfee, going to college game day, and Randy Scott going to do SportsCenter. They started joking, sounds like you have a second dog.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of started to take off. And we're very fortunate she had a lot of medical needs. People on the internet asked, like, what's your Venmo? Put it out there. And we ended up getting $42,000 for a
Wow, that's amazing.
But it's way more than we needed. Mm-hmm. So we also created an Instagram for her, SuzynPupman, Susan Putman.
Susan Putman.
That's so cute.
She's a precious angel.
And
I love her little face.
We got a DM like 2 days in. Picture of a dog. This is Tito. I saw you on the news. I went and I adopted Tito because of you. The next day was Carson. This is Carson. Saw you on the news. Adopted Carson because of you. So people started adopting dogs because I just said, can I repost these? So people started adopting dogs. And then when it was like 6 months in and we knew Susie was going to be okay, mm-hmm. I announced we were going to start giving the money away. So we did an adoption a day for a year. It was a leap year. So we did 366 adoptions.
Wow, that's amazing.
Days. Mm-hmm. Incredible.
And then after that, I started working on the children's book, was able to, you know, get an agent and then get a deal with Source Books. And I really did it just because I wanted to put my daughters in a book.
That's
like,
cute.
Cool,
of
like,
course.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he's from a family of Swifties, which is, we'll
that's
get into
lovely.
That as well.
How many daughters do you have?
Two.
Nice.
Joey is 5. Layla is 3.
Cute.
Very excited that I'm here. They think Taylor Swift is here.
Of course.
I wish.
Of course.
Yeah. I said I'm going.
We think Taylor Swift's going to be here too.
I know. Yeah. We think we are Taylor Swift. Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
She may actually like watch this on the TV because my 3-year-old today, she was like, "Are you going to be on the TV again?"
Yeah. And you're like, "Yes,
and
I am."
And when
actually.
They see this, they may think you're Taylor Swift.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Just increase the brightness so my hair looks a little lighter. And then
I
talked to Taylor Swift today.
Yeah. They also are big on Joey. Is big on that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
My wife
watches all the Chiefs games.
Love
now.
It.
And so it's just that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
She's
nice.
She's an Eagles girl, right? Is she she's a Philly Eagles girl. So she's already she loves the Kelsey's, I would think.
She loves the Eagles, the Chiefs, and then, you know, whoever's the latest on Hard Knocks.
Of
like,
course.
Right,
that's
funny.
Of course. Right.
But yeah, no, the Kelsey's live like 20 minutes away from us.
That's
when
incredible.
I was
Are you from South Jersey?
No, I'm from the Bronx.
Oh nice.
So I grew
okay.
up with KFC.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So why are you Eagles fans?
I'm not. I'm a Giants fan. I've won 4 Super Bowls. My wife's from Hamilton.
She is a big Eagles fan.
I am, yeah.
I know you guys
are. Yeah.
My wife is from Hamilton, South Jersey.
Oh, nice,
so
okay.
We met at Drexel in Philly.
Oh, okay, there
we
you go.
We lived here for a bit, then she won. And so
right,
right.
That's
Jersey.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right.
It's kind of like the opposite with my parents. Well, my dad is from South Jersey. My mom is from Queens. But my mom
Where in South Jersey is your dad from?
Haddonfield.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm in like Swedesboro. Like,
nice.
Exit 2.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, great area.
Yeah.
Love it so much. But
Jersey.
Yeah, it's funny.
Little Jersey getting shine.
My mom just has completely lost her Giants fandom. She's like not allowed to be a Giants fan in our house.
They're trying. Like my girls are Eagles fans because the song. They love the song.
Being
it's
an
all,
Eagles fan is just way more fun.
Yeah, it is.
And you know how you used to hear like athletes would come to like play in the NBA from Latvia or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I learned English watching Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
My girls have learned to talk through Taylor Swift songs.
That's
funny.
Some
yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, yep. Little Chapel Roan, but it just like there, I think there is this whole generation of children, especially like in COVID times when like mm-hmm. you were home more,
yeah.
so you're trying to entertain them, mm-hmm. that I think are learning to speak from artists like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
I honestly
funny.
Totally agree with that. I saw something on Twitter this morning that was like if have you talked to anyone that's like under 20 years old? They're like half illiterate. You're like not even sure if they can speak or whatever. And I was like, that is interesting to think about because all of the time in COVID, I feel like there it was like pivotal years for a lot of people, yeah. like for kids. And, you know, I worry about the future of the youth. But then, yeah, then I hear things like that. Taylor Swift is teaching them
grammar.
And I she's the best teacher around, especially English.
Yeah. Everybody I can't imagine like
she should have been an English teacher in another life.
The little kids like trying to learn all the lyrics of like Tortured Poets, like
I know.
I can't imagine all the grammar words that they
like
have
I was
to,
a
like,
precocious
learn.
Child.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
what
she
is
says
that?
Precocious like three times.
Trist
on that album.
And all those other words. Yeah, well, the alchemy.
Not this summer. The summer before, so 2023 was just. Yeah, you know, it started off as can you play Taylor?
Right.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Lexa, play Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And then they got it. And then we'd be like driving somewhere. And then all of a sudden, you know, Taylor Swift's on, always on in the car. And all of a sudden, I've got two toddlers in the back yelling, I'm drunk in the back of the car. They have no idea what it means.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Favorite videos of the kids
I know.
Singing that cracks me up.
I love the videos of like parents and they're like, I told my kid that they can curse like this one time at the show, and they're like, they get to say the F word like the one time that Taylor says it, and
it's like champagne problems.
Yeah,
shame she's fucked in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
Out. It's so cute.
It is. Yeah, they absolutely love her. My wife's a huge Beyonce fan.
Oh, right.
We're gonna hear a ton of Beyonce.
We're a dual household here. We also love Beyonce.
Okay,
love Beyonce.
And so despite everybody trying to put them against each other all the time, that's crazy.
We're gonna need something else. And like, I wasn't the biggest Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
At no point have I been her target demographic.
Mm. Oh, no.
You know, like when she was like first coming up, like I was trying to get like Slizzard on a G6 or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
But I was just like,
Slizzard been my ride.
She's got such a catalog that like at least there'll be variety. Let's introduce this. And I think I sent you the video when the first time I played Shake It Off and she was like 7 months old, could hardly sit up. And she's just like,
she's literally can't help.
Yeah.
And then, you know, tough mornings trying to get out of the house. It would just be like, we'll put on Shake It Off. She's on the counter dancing.
That's cute.
Yeah. Taylor's played a huge role in getting us. And then just like the whole Kelsey thing, you know,
of
being
course.
Local.
Well, it's very, you know, it's all family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a thing that we've talked about before, especially with the Kelsey family, but I think that Taylor's always been all about family, and they have always been the same, and so having these two, like, you know, super families come together, it's kind of, I wouldn't say restored my faith, but I guess I could say that.
Well,
like,
yeah.
It's just really nice to see that everybody there for each other and loving each other, and I think it sets a really good example, generally speaking. But I honestly could say the same about you and your family, especially with the everything that happened with Susie. It was such a like heartwarming story and such a heartwarming moment where everybody just kind of, you know, was obsessed with it. Everybody couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
Susie walks and Miss Peaches could run.
Literally. I was thinking about that too. Have you followed Miss Peaches' story
and
stuff?
Yeah. It's great. Like what Dave's doing is just kind of what I did at a much grander scale,
which is
awesome. Because like, if I could do that, I would do that.
Absolutely.
And I think he's been so giving with, you know, financially and things like that to help. And I'm sure there are people who saw his story, just like people saw our story,
absolutely.
And went out and adopted because of it. So
yeah,
I think it's great. You know,
and it's all it's all positive stuff.
Yeah, I have two adopted dogs, and my cat is adopted too.
Oh yeah, Gia has a cat now named Anchovy.
Yeah, she's a precious angel. She really is.
I can't wait to see that on TikTok.
Yeah, you will.
You come up on my feed.
Really? Yeah. Oh my god, that's so embarrassing.
And you haven't seen Anchovy
yet?
Just
keep scrolling.
We listen. We don't judge.
Yeah.
We scroll
Please
and we
just
don't
keep
judge.
Scrolling.
Yeah, literally.
Did
oh
you
my
see
God.
Me too fat for my pants that everybody wanted to see?
No, I didn't see that. Mm. I do get some of yours too because it's Susie's TikTok. So
oh,
I
that's
don't,
funny.
Right.
I don't have one because who's the girl? She's in Chicago now. Is it a Megan? Some she like she
Hannah.
Would,
Megan
no,
making
would,
money?
No, she would do like voiceover stuff. She's behind the scenes.
Oh.
She would do. She would lip sync like. In Chiclets and
Mackenzie.
Yeah.
My least favorite person in the world because I downloaded TikTok because of her, and I've lost so many hours of my life.
Wait,
to
that's funny
because
so
I saw it on Twitter and I was like, well, I should download it because this is pretty funny. Like, let me see what else she's doing.
Yeah.
And now it's just like thousands of hours gone because
she's completely.
Yeah.
No, it's taken over everyone's
That's
life.
How she got her job, I'm pretty sure. It's like they noticed her doing that and then they brought her on, which is so funny.
It is.
Oh, that's awesome. I thought she
fantastic.
Worked here.
She does.
No, I thought she did before that.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
No, I don't think so.
I don't. I'm pretty sure that's like how she got noticed. That could be just 100% a lie that I just made up.
She was producing for a long time, but now she's a part of macrodosing, like fully, right? Like, is she?
She's macrodosing's producer,
right? Okay, yeah, but she's like, you know,
yeah,
she's like half and half. You know, she does like some content stuff.
She's got a killer basketball shot too. If I
oh hell
correctly.
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy. She's a baller. She's tiny.
Every time she comes up, I'm just like, you're the reason I'm here.
That's so funny.
And you know, it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm hardly awake, about to drop my phone on my face. And she'll come out and just like, God damn it.
This motherfucking bitch.
This
yeah,
is
I
why
know.
We're here. No, I don't say that.
I know. I say that.
Wait, so how old is Susie?
So when we found her, they said she was between 7 and 9.
Oh,
they
wow. Okay, she was already older.
But it's tough because she was on the street for a while. Like, yeah. You can just tell she was. She had to have 19 teeth removed. So.
Poor sweet lovey.
So she could be 14. We hope that they're off. There are some days where she's the crypt keeper. Yeah. There are some days where she's a puppy. Like, we're in the city today. We've been in a couple places. She is a puppy running around. Right now, she's resting.
Yeah.
She'll
sleep
all day tomorrow.
Yeah, yes.
She won't even, because now she shows her age sometimes in that, one, she's deaf. And two, she follows me everywhere, but she started to do the, like, if I go upstairs, she gives me a look like, are you staying up there or are you just coming right
here?
Yeah.
I don't want to
the
whole thing.
And you're getting socks.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Do you need me to, are you going to be okay without me?
Yeah.
That kind of face.
It's so funny.
I love that. How is the book publishing process? I don't know many people that I am like close with that have done this before. And it seems like, I know it took a long time and it was a lot of work, but it seems like you just, you know, all of a sudden one day there was this perfect book. Like, it's crazy, you know?
I mean, it's
so exciting.
I probably knew within 2 days of Susie happening. That's just how I discovered Susie happened. That I was going to try to do this. I thought, like, we'd have the platform. I said to my wife, like, this is something.
Yeah.
And really, at the end of the day, the door was open because I didn't close it. So it was like, I want to make a positive impact because this could have gone so bad.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a neighbor just happened to close the door who I had never met.
Mm-hmm.
So about a year, I did an Instagram Q&A, and people had always commented about a children's book. So I knew someone would. I said, I think I need an agent. Got a couple. I'm an agent.
Love.
Got someone who reached out who was involved in the creation of Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Love.
Who said, I've been following you.
Love Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I think you have something. She introduced me to agents, interviewed agents. Their big thing, they're like, what do you want to get out of this? They want to make sure you don't think you're Dr. Seuss after one book.
Of course. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I want my daughter in a book. I want to be a New York Times bestseller. And I'd like to throw out the first pitch at a Yankee game.
There you go.
They go, what does the third have to do with anything? I go, well, if I'm a New York Times bestseller, you can't get me that. And they were like, that makes sense.
Ipso facto.
Especially if it's tied in with, like, you know, dog adoption and whatever. We can make a case.
For a good cause.
We tried to sell it off just like the news clippings because it went global. Like the Dodo made a video about us as 100 million views. So they tried to sell
that.
That
was crazy.
Yeah, they were just going to get a ghostwriter and put my name on it. And I was like, okay. It was about a year. They didn't have anything. We had our second daughter. So I was just like, I'm on paternity leave. Let me just take a shot.
For sure.
At, like, shaping this.
And you're a good writer, I think.
I mean, the editing helps a lot.
Yeah, it is.
And then.
What is that process?
Editing process. So my agent went on a podcast about switching careers later in life. Like, she was like 40 when she became one. Yeah. Someone reached out to her. I was on the same podcast. I'm an editor for Source Books. We specialize in children's books. Animals and/or holidays, so all the like.
Oh my god! Literally,
well, all three,
all in one.
Yeah.
All the like, how to catch, like, how to catch the Easter Bunny, how to catch an elf. It's the same.
Funny.
Same
okay.
Publisher.
Cute. Cute.
And then I spent like 18 hours on Zooms trying to cut it from like 850 words to 750 words, and you have to go through like, well, you said this 4 lines ago, and trying to really learn. Like, it's a sweet story that happened, but to make it like fit in.
Does it rhyme?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but it's a sweet.
I originally wanted it to rhyme, and they're like, don't do that.
It's hard. I feel like after a while, it's like, all right, how many freaking words can you think of that rhyme?
Yeah.
I mean, the illustration, it says this Wendy Tan is the illustrator. They're just so
freaking cute.
Show this. Yeah, page. Like, look at those eyes.
So cute. And but honestly, it looks exactly like Susie's real eyes. Look at her little face right now.
Even just like, going through the process of that is funny because I'm colorblind. So they're like, what do you think? So I have to like provide feedback. And so I would have to pull my wife in.
Of course.
Who isn't like dying to be a huge part of it. She's supportive, but she was like, I'm not.
She's like, okay, that's a lot of work.
And I'm just like, is this the same color? And I would just have my phone like right next to Susie. Like, no, the coloring's off. The coloring's off.
Yeah.
But we're so happy with how it came out.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Like, I didn't know until they sent me my first copy that it was like gold on the front. I had no idea. I thought it was, I had seen it. It's
just
yellow.
Gonna be like
pictures.
Flat. Yeah, right. So I love it. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really happy with like with the way it came out. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was a lot of work. It was more work than I thought it would be. Mm. I kind of just thought like, oh, I'll just put it
children's
together.
That's kind of why I was like, oh, yeah. Like I said, it's obviously so much more work went into it than
front
you'd seen.
Page
it seemed like literally I talked to you one day and then like, you know, 8 months later there was a book about. And I'm like,
this
is crazy.
This could be like a wrapping paper.
I know. I know. Yeah, really
so
good.
Cute. Yeah.
And super cute.
Yeah, it's just like it's such a long process, but it's fun. Like I like learning other industries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I spent time at Barstool. Like you know, I used to do the Yankees here. Mm-hmm. And so like I kind of like anyone else who's been here, I learned a lot
somewhat,
of the internet.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Well, and that's so, like us. I mean, that's how
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Yeah.
People don't talk enough about the school of Barstool. Just,
yeah,
like,
it
learn,
is crazy.
You learn
everything.
A lot of things.
I've learned everything I know about production and editing and everything here. Like I did do some in college, but like everything that I know how to do now, I've learned here. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and it's just like it's kind of a world also, like the Barstool section of the internet.
Yeah, totally.
That like children's books, they don't even think of.
Mm. Oh, yeah, no.
You know, in terms of like, hey, I'm going to try to like appeal
well,
to those
people. We did like a Barstool like alphabet book, like children's alphabet book, which was cute.
That was cute,
it was like
an
A for like all business Pete or something like that.
Who
like,
did that though? Like, I think it was like, because I never even got my hands on it. And I'm like in it apparently, like sitting next to Erica.
Yeah, I think you are. It's like C is for Chicks in the Office.
Yeah, I
don't know. I don't think it's under any specific brand. I think it's just a general.
I don't
general...
even know. It wasn't somebody who wrote it, though. I don't think like.
No, no,
in-house.
not
like,
in house.
I don't know how it. Yeah, came
probably
out,
someone
but...
trying to get a job. Like that's
yeah,
the,
probably.
Like
yeah.
That Clem wrote stuff online. That's how you get it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many people also that like don't work at Barstool, but like will do stuff to like try to get their foot in, try to get their name in.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm being probably being really insulting. Like I don't know who wrote that book.
I will have to figure it out. Yeah. I'm not sure either, honestly.
What if it's like literally someone in the what if it's Nate? He's like, bitch, shut the fuck.
There's no way.
No, there's no he would never shut up about it.
Yeah, I know.
He'd talk about it every day.
I'm sure at some point too, like Dave could do this and you guys could sell.
Oh, Miss Peach's.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not already like in the works.
I'm sure
it is. Who knows? It may be and like give the money to charity or whatever it is.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, no, with Barstool being such a big dog company. And it's funny because when I was a part of it, Kevin had gotten his dog. I'm like, what are you doing getting a dog? We go to happy hour. What are you doing?
Like, how could you do that?
The bar.
It's too responsible.
Yeah. Now it's like, now I don't go anywhere. I got two kids. So, like, we're home with the dogs all the time because she had, like, separation anxiety right away.
Aww.
But then COVID happened. And then I've just been home since.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really worked out for her.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's fantastic. So she's loving life now. She's a Jersey girl. And she is still loving George, her brother.
Yeah.
Of course.
And she's been on like this, you know, somewhat like book tour. We've done a bunch of signings in
she's
New
famous.
York and the Philly area.
Mm-hmm.
And people come out because they just want to meet her. And they all have the same response you did. I thought you'd be bigger. It's just like Roadhouse.
I don't know why. Right. I don't know why I thought in my head she was on like George's size.
Yeah,
like, I guess.
That's
but
what
even
everyone
when
thinks.
I've seen
is George
them,
also a mix? Am I?
Yeah.
I'll show you George.
He's so cute.
But like in my head, I don't know why, but I've seen photos of them next to each other and it's just weird.
She is a tiny little girl. That's the same with Miss Peaches. Like you miss me when
she's really
when
small
you met
too.
When I met Miss Peaches, I was like, oh my God, you're a tiny little tiny thing.
See, I would think that she was bigger.
Yeah, she's really small. She's so cute. And I
Oh, here they both are in the bed. A little video.
Oh, cute. Oh, George kind of looks like my dog.
Honestly,
kind of looks like Lola. Oh, George. Babies and dogs are just the cutest combo.
And that's been a fun part of this, too. Like, my
Your
girls
daughter's
are
so cute.
In a book. It's funny because Joey is just illustrated in the book. I got Layla in one of the before and after pictures in the back, trying to cut down on what therapy will cost me.
Of course, that'll be an issue later.
And it's funny because Joey calls it the Susie book. Layla calls it the Joey book. And so now I need to sell a bunch so I can write another book.
I know your other daughter is like, what the hell?
I'm
freaking left out.
I would bring that up to my parents every day. Like that'd be a nonstop thing for me. but I'm like that, you know.
Yeah.
My mom loves, or my, I shouldn't say that. My mom will be so upset, but we make jokes now that like my mom, my dad and I are like, we get along really well. And then my mom, and my brother get along really well. So like the other day I was home and, my brother and I were sitting downstairs. My mom was going upstairs to go to bed. And I was like, oh, good night, mom. Love you. And my brother was like, good night, mom. Love you. And she goes, oh, Sam. And like turns around and is like, oh, you sweet thing. I love you. So. And like, I was like, mom, what the fuck? Yeah. I just said, good night. I love you. And so we like that kind of vibe. But
that's classic.
That would definitely be me with the book.
No, totally. Oh my God. I would use that to hang over my parents' head for sure. Like, well, forever. You guys didn't put me in the book.
Yeah,
like, that's bullshit. Eventually, so you guys hate me.
Yeah.
That's why it's just like, we might do more books. We'll see. We got to see what the numbers are at the end of the year.
You could do like, The Adventures of Susie. Did you ever do a DNA test on her?
No. So here's the funny thing. I've been doing school visits. So like the week before Thanksgiving, we met 2,000 kids. And what we try to do is for most of the things, like we've done some signings in New York and Philly where we'll partner with a rescue. And try to get them to bring a couple of dogs.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
We can help them. And so what we did for our school district is they were able to get the books cheaper, sell them for more, and we signed them all.
Mm-hmm.
And now kids don't have to pay to go on field trips.
Mm. For Love that. Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So, but every one of them asked, what kind of dog is Susie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one of those tests sitting on my desk for like 4 years and just haven't done it. But then every time I say that, someone's like, they're not really accurate.
Yeah, we did them for both of our dogs. And yeah, like we got the results back and like it was like 14-50% was like super mutt. So like they don't even really know like what majority of they are.
But
it was interesting. It was interesting to see like the little bits and pieces that like made up our dog. Like we found out that like my dog Lola has like Chow Chow in her, which is so funny because like she does have like this thick like neck, like
don't
a fat
black tongues.
Yeah, blue. Yeah,
oh, blue.
But
sorry,
Lola doesn't have that. But she and we thought that my one dog was more pit bull than my other one, but turns out my other one was more pit bull than the. So it's like you get to find out like little things that are exciting and interesting.
That's cute.
But it is kind of like, at the end of the day, they don't 100%, you can't find out like everything.
Yeah. At this point, I should do it. Like, I paid for it. It's
for sure.
It.
Right,
it's just sitting
there,
and it's like, oh, I got to hold your mouth open.
Listen,
she looks like she's some sort of shepherd, maybe like a collie,
She just has the sweetest little face.
She's so cute.
I
had
a tear up when I look at her. Oh my God.
Her little white face.
I know.
So that's happening to Flo too. It's sweet, so lovely. It's so cute and sad when the dog's face gets all white. It's so cute. The little grandma face.
I know.
She's so sweet.
Well, you said she oscillates between puppy and
puppy
grandma.
And exhausted.
Yeah, right. That's kind of what happens. Right. It's a dog reaches, I think, like, with my old dog, like once Dutcher was like 10, it was like every day was different, and then all of a sudden it was just like, she's gotta go,
right?
Gotta
right,
go to sleep,
right,
the
right,
long
right.
sleep.
Yeah.
She will.
Rainbow.
She'll
Bridge.
Sleep all day tomorrow. She'll probably sleep all day Friday to like rest up for her sisters being home. You know,
of
for
course.
The holidays.
Of
yeah,
course.
That's exciting.
Oh, that's gonna be great.
Yay!
But anyway, Jack, I I've given this book now to. I don't even know. I went when it came out. I had pre-ordered it. I was so excited because, like, you know, I'm happy for you. I'm so excited for you.
I gave
it to, I think, 5 of my friends now. I have like a stack of them still at my house. Like, you'd be like, are you, you know, I know you. I probably could get a couple free ones, but I've just been buying them off Amazon. And I gave a couple to my friends at dinner last night, like I said. And my friend Yumi actually texted me today and was like, this book is so cute. And like, everybody loves the book and everyone thinks it's just a heartwarming story, a fun story. And it, all the better that it's true and that Susie's real and that you guys are just, you know, an act of kindness kind of thrust upon you, but I feel like you rose to the occasion and saved a little life.
Yeah, people have been so really excited. It's weird because you write the book like 2.5 years ago.
Right.
Like, I haven't touched a word in 2.5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you're thinking about the illustrations and even just like networking to get to do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when the book comes out and people like really like it, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot you have to like the writing.
Right.
And I've had so many people, like my brother-in-law was at my house for Thanksgiving and at one point we were driving and he just goes, yeah, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I'm shocked at how good it is. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You get a lot of that from people. Like,
totally.
I can't believe you did a good job at this.
Right. It's like, yeah, thanks.
Well, I feel like people could also maybe have like low expectations for like children's books because it's like, oh, a children's book? Like, how hard could that be?
Right.
But like, you really have to do you really have to write like a captivating story in order to get the attention of a child.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know?
Sometimes harder.
I read
for like a novel. It's like whatever.
I read so many children's books.
Yeah.
And because I have kids. And then also I started reading a lot more of them as I was working on this. Mm-hmm. And there are some that like you'll read it to your kids and they're just like, can we never do that again?
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, yeah, I like never that want sucks. That again. No, that would be worst case scenario.
It was obviously important to me to make it something that kids was like. And I'm hearing from a lot of people, you know, that just like, hey, my kid requested every night. Captain Cons went to his sister-in-law's house and she was just like, oh, I got your daughter this book, she's gonna love it, it's so cute. And it was that book. And
no,
she was like, that's
kidding.
My friend. Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah, he texted me, wow, what a coincidence. Like 2 weeks ago
that's so crazy.
He was just like, yeah, it's
that's a great
everywhere.
Love that.
Yeah,
people are paying attention. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Oh wow, love it. Fantastic. All right, so where Amazon is where I've been getting it.
Yep.
What is the best way to buy it?
Anywhere.
And it doesn't matter. Okay, there's
no
difference in.
There's a number of questions people ask, which is so nice. People are like, where do I buy it where you get the
money?
Right. Yeah. Like, I feel like I've been giving Jeff Bezos too much of my money, but like, if it's still coming back to you in the same way,
I mean, at this point in the game, if you need it for Christmas, Amazon will probably do
it.
Amazon is it.
It's in a lot of Barnes & Nobles across the country. It's in a lot of Walmarts across the country.
Did you go? Did you go to Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. So I didn't go to a Barnes & Noble until after Halloween.
Right.
Because it was all, I didn't want to go in, see it, and be like heartbroken. Like not see it and be heartbroken.
Right.
But yeah, if I'm driving around and I'm running errands and I see a Barnes & Noble, I'll just go in and sign them.
That's cool.
We had to go like 2 weeks ago to South Orange for a birthday party. So I just mapped out Barnes & Nobles on the way.
That's amazing.
Here's a weird thing though.
That's cute.
That's really sweet.
Barnes & Noble, I walk in, I grab a stack of books, I go, hey, this is me, can I sign these? And they go, sure. Walmart, walk in, grab books. Hey, this is me. Can I sign them? Can we see your ID?
Oh.
And I was like, Barnes & Noble does not check my ID.
Well, honestly,
Walmart.
Like, good for Walmart. Like, you never know.
Good for Walmart.
Like,
Walmart
I was going to ask, like, do people, like, yell at you? Like, can you just walk in and start signing them?
I do,
sneaky
I do
signing.
Ask.
I would probably wouldn't. I'd be like, hiding in the corner.
I feel like you like kind of have to
Walmart,
ask.
Walmart, I guess, gets a wider range of person, I guess. Because, you know, Barnes & Noble, you're going for a book. Walmart, you could be going for anything.
Yeah, and I don't think many people walk into Walmart being like, I bought this book.
I've been in
Barnes & Nobles, and there's another author doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Because it does help. They move it to the front.
Totally.
You know, it helps with the displays.
Smart. I'm like, taking notes.
I got
good
to know.
One of the coolest things, because I grew up here in New York. I lived on City Island. My high school girlfriend lived in Brooklyn. So the city's where we would meet. Sometimes you're just killing time in the Union Square, Barnes & Noble. Walking around.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I got to go
times.
And sign books there. So it's like.
That's really good.
You know, it's
that's
kind
cool.
of a full
circle.
Thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What a moment that made me feel.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. That's fantastic. Oh, Jack, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us. And we're so happy to put this book on display for you as much as possible.
Woo!
Very happy to have had Susie here. Precious angel. We have to take a photo with her.
Yeah, totally.
Before you leave. And
I appreciate
thank you,
you
so
guys
much.
Having me.
Thanks. This is just lovely.
Yeah, perfect.
We could talk for another hour. I feel like I got to catch up with you on a non-Susie related note, generally speaking.
We're happy to do it. If anyone from Taylor's team watches this, we're like
exactly,
30 minutes away from the
Taylor
Kelsey's.
Herself. Well, we're pretty convinced Taylor keeps tabs because I don't know if you heard, but one of the last nights of her tour, Taylor did a mashup of two songs that Gia herself came up with.
Yes.
And we discussed it and a clip and we went back and forth on what she should do, whatever. And then she literally did it a week later. So we're fully convinced
she watched the show. Yep.
I'm trying to get a Father of the Year mug.
Oh, there you go.
Could exactly. help me. I got one last Taylor thing. Want to get your opinion. This is my wife's opinion.
Perfect.
That regardless, she should, and I'm not sexualizing Taylor. I know you guys.
No, we'll be okay. Yeah.
She should have children with Travis Kelce, just from a like genetic standpoint. This is be like a
for,
superhuman.
Like, super kids.
This is a superhuman. You've given someone every genetically. It's the most talent you can have.
Honestly, people say that all the time, and it's kind of back to what we were saying or what I said before about the like how they're both families so strong families, and they've created like a super family. Like it kind of goes. It falls in that same category. Like it's just, you know, it's got to be good people. Regardless of what happens, like it's just a positive all around. And I think that people are starting to finally like chill out. I think in the beginning, everyone was like, "She's with Travis. They have to get married, have kids right now." Blah blah blah, like forcing it on and like being
when
weird
they
about
didn't
it.
Have the time. Now right. they'll have the time.
Now they'll have like, the time, relax. And it's like you're an adult, and it's like they're, you know, they're. So who knows? But that would be obviously lovely.
I think whatever she wants
lovely.
To do. Yeah.
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 Any
is good for her.
But you're right. They'd be superhuman. It'd be like the Incredibles, like literally the superheroes. So Lovely, fantastic. But please, please tell your wife I said hello.
I will.
That's my girl.
I will. She'll
and,
watch this.
And the girls as well.
I will.
Who I met Joey when she was a little baby, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
But I've not met Layla.
Yeah.
And that's a travesty.
Come on down during the summer.
I know, We always talk about it, and I got to come. It's time. One of these days, I'm going to get a car again. Do you know what's going on with my license situation?
I just assume you don't have one.
Yeah, I don't. I don't right now. But it expired December 2019, and then COVID happened. And then everything was closed. And then by the time it opened back up, they were like, it's been too long. You have to take a driver's test again. And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? So I haven't done it. So I just don't have a license right now. It's a nightmare.
I went in like 2013 to get my New York license. Mm-hmm. I had a Pennsylvania license. I may have had a Florida license.
Sure, sure.
And I went and I get to the last step and they go, your license is suspended. And I was just like, what do you mean? They go, oh, it's been suspended since 2009. And I'm just like, this has been a while. And it turned out, I forget where I was. It was like New Rochelle or Pelham or something like that. I pulled up to a checkpoint with no seatbelt on, like an idiot.
Okay.
And I got a ticket.
Yeah.
And I mailed in the ticket to pay it in like, I got Christmas money. Like this was the end of the summer. I'm just out of college. I get Christmas money.
Yeah.
Oh, I could pay this ticket. I mail it. Then I move.
Right.
They stop taking payments by mail on New Year's. So they send it back. I'm right out of college. I don't do a change of address.
No, of course.
So I never know. So my license got suspended because I didn't pay that bill.
That's the dumbest.
For years.
That is so dumb.
That's crazy.
That's so dumb.
And then when you want to call, wherever it was, I forgot. Like I had to call a woman's cell phone. Like I called a number and it was just a lady's cell phone.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
Listen, the driving situation, not great. Not good, not great. But anyway, we're going to sort it out. Thank you so much for coming and chatting. Thank you for bringing Susie. She brings joy everywhere she goes. And everybody looking for a stray dog for Christmas, head to Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Walmart,
places where books are.
It's a perfect gift. It's a perfect add-on gift.
Like no, it really is.
Especially if you're like the aunt or uncle who's like not married and everyone's going to be like.
Literally me.
What are you doing? When you bring a book and everyone's just like, she's got it going on.
I get books for everybody's kids. That's my number one gift to give to people with kids are books because I feel, first of all, I love the idea of kids like reading books. Like I was a book kid and I just love that idea. But generally, I think it's such a fun like bonding moment. Read the book with your child and whatever. It's just a sweet thing. So get your hands on some. And thank you so much, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.